Wake-up Corner on 95BFM.
All right, take two. I'm treated this evening because we have the sweeties in from Basement Theatre and the creators of Live Reel, Nikki and Nico, here to have a yap to me, a yap, a yarn, and yak about a really awesome show. Just explain what it is, because I did like a little quick, like one-line thing. Don't think I gave it the right, you know, zhuzh that it requires.
Yeah, gorgeous. Well, we're at the Basement every month, and we bring together six awesome comedians and performers and try and do a movie from memory in about 60 or 70 minutes. So it's, yeah, a pretty good time.
That sounds really fucking awesome. And we've got a little cocktail prepared to sort of celebrate and discuss the film of the month, which is?
It is Red Pill No Spoon, a.k.a. The Matrix.
Bam, period. And then shout out to you if you texted in guessing it with the Rage Against the Machine track. Iconic moment. What the fuck? Please describe this drink that you've made for us.
Oh.
If you can, if you can remember.
Hello, my name is Annie. I work at the Basement Theatre. The drink I've actually prepared today is the Annie, Are You Okay? It is, we had a themed seasonal menu and it was based on all the basement staff and we were tasked with creating a cocktail, naming it and having a fun description. Yeah. So mine is a plum daiquiri. So what we have here is we have 60 mils of plum, 60 mils of white rum, 30 lime, 30 sugar. And then you just give it a shake and I will do that for you now. And then I will serve it in some coupe glasses.
Iconic. Now, tell me why you went with The Matrix. What? How does that, have a special like place in your heart?
I mean, obviously it's one of the finest pieces of cinema that ever has existed.
Duh.
But in classic us fashion, we were sitting around our lounge going, what do we do? We have to decide tonight. And then sat in silence for 2 hours looking at spreadsheets before we finally were just like, oh, of course. It's so simple. We have to do The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been doing it for 10 years now. So
holy smokes!
By this stage, this is our, I think, 57th original, like unique movie. So I've done a few double ups along the way. But
you haven't done The Matrix?
We have done The Matrix before, but okay. We were like, it was way back in like 2017 maybe. So
you might have to do all four of them.
Yeah.
No, we don't talk about the fourth. Just kidding. That's so fun.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Explain the process because I'm intrigued by this and I feel like it's quite specific.
So when we first started, actually we were kind of just doing like a almost like scripted improv or off script, so we'd like get heavily edited scripts and have them in hand and kind of like try and recreate the movie, but for the last couple of years now we're like, it's way more fun to just try and remember it. So of an evening I host and give some clues and prompts along the way.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of prepared the kind of key plot points based on the movie.
Oh,
and then
God.
Just yeah, let our comedians have so much fun.
How many cast is there? What are we saying? What's the crew number?
There's normally six. In the past where we we need so many people, and I remember our very first one we had like eight. It was eight of us standing around and I like stressfully begged, borrowed and stealed like microphones for everyone, and it was like it was three people, all of whom were my family.
That was
10 years ago.
Yeah, that was actually in Harry, the bar on Ponsonby Road. We were like trying it out.
Oh, yes.
And we asked Jacinda Ardern, then Minister of the Arts, to come along, and she was in the cast.
Shout outs to her.
You know, so she performed for three people in a bar on Ponsonby Road with
That's
us.
That's iconic.
But, you know, we've moved on from there.
Yeah.
The Matrix is going to be really fun. I guess I just have to come to, like, understand, you know, the level of production, the music, the special effects, the costumes.
Yeah. And it's like, it's super fun now with like the more improv elements to it, because you can obviously like follow the story, but if someone, you know, adds a little in joke or a little side like thing, yeah, then you're like, cool, this is what we're doing now. Like we did Pirates of the Caribbean and someone just offhandedly said that Jack Sparrow was like a magician.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the show he was just a crazy magician. Everyone's like, what are you doing? Get out of here with your magic tricks.
And he's doing a lot of close-up magic.
Yeah. It's like in D&D when it becomes lore.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Okay, that's really fun.
Yeah. It's all about the callbacks. It's all about creating a new story out of something that we all love.
So. It's all about the yes and.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's so fun. I fucking can't wait. What has been your favourite one to do thus far? Because you said you've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah. What's your favourite?
One of my favourites was actually... maybe Scream. I really love our Halloween shows. Like Scream and Silence of the Lambs were both a lot of fun. Also, like, you know, the big dog, Titanic.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, Titanic. We did that a while ago. And then we did it in Comedy Fest last year as Iceberg Big Boat. And yeah, hell of a time.
Oh, because you just have to change the name. Do you take submissions?
Yeah.
Always.
Just follow us on Instagram, send us a message, and there's a high likelihood we'll go, thank you for doing our thinking for us.
Yeah, here's the show, come along. That's so fun. I'm really excited. I feel like, the drinks, yes, red pill. There we go.
Yeah.
The red pill of a drink.
It
I'm
is.
Really excited to try it. Have you had a sniff?
I've had a
Nikki
sniff.
Nikki did. I love that we both took separate cars.
Yeah, yeah.
We took separate cars to come here.
And drink.
And brought our child.
Am I allowed to have a sip?
Yes, please, okay. Go for it.
We'll,
we can.
It.
You just have a little test.
Please let me know how you like it.
Because there's also some other BFM staff members floating Ooh. Around, like coming yes. in, taking a look.
I was told to make Ooh. This
many. She's a sweet lady. What
I
a
have
good
to
drink.
Start.
Very nice.
The one recent, the most recent Cocktail Corner I did, it was for Comedy Fest, and you know how Best Foods is a sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That was the main component of the cocktail, so now I'm actually really excited to drink something that's like...
Yeah, that's not filled
that's not
with mayonnaise.
That's not mayonnaise. Yes, yes.
Exactly. May is a dark time.
Literally.
For the condiments.
For the city and the condiments, yeah. And now I've got, six containers of mayo because you know how they just have them anyway.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It sets us up for the rest of the year.
True story. It's more potato salad.
Okay, so cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to the Wachowskis for creating just such
absolutely.
A monumental film.
There's so much equipment around.
Yeah, let's not cheers.
Oh my god.
So we just usually do a little bit of ASMR. So right now we're about to take a gorgeous little sip of this. What is it? A coupe?
A coupe glass, yes.
This gorgeous plum daiquiri. It's sort of, what's the colour of this? Red.
Purple.
A little magentary. I'm really excited to try it. Cheers, darlings.
Cheers.
Got the nails
in
the glass.
That's
a nail in the glass. ASMR.
This would literally cost $40 on Ponsonby Road.
As it should.
It's so yum.
Thank you.
It's so good.
But how much does it cost at Basement Theatre?
$17.
There you go.
So come to Basement, get the Annie, are you okay? Ask me if I'm okay, and I'll be like, oh my god, thank you so much. Yes, I am. And they'll be like, no, I just want the drink. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's delicious.
This is really good.
Thank you.
It's sweet. It's soury.
So the sweeties can go ahead and get this cocktail when they come and watch the live reel
mm-hmm.
show. Could
Absolutely.
You tell me the details? When can I go? Where are the tickets? At what time?
Absolutely. It is June 25th. That's a Wednesday. Is it 8 p.m. in the Basement Studio?
No, it's not. It's 8.
It's at 8:30.
It's at 8:30.
That's okay. You can get there. Get there at 8 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the drink.
Get
the drink. Settle in.
Yeah.
It's
been 8:30 only for 10 years.
Yep. and
time schmime, it doesn't, it's the next
day. Exactly. And you can grab your tickets on the Basement website. I think that they're live
yes,
today.
Yes, they're live today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yep.
Bang in. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Do you have any musical requests we can play after this?
Oh, I've just seen, not that it has anything to do with The Matrix, but I've just seen the Block Party poster on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very excited to go to that gig in, when is it, August?
Thank you for plugging that, doing my job.
Oh, I'm just like a big fan. It was like a very iconic album when I used to work at the Amazon store at St. Luke's. We would play it all the time, so...
Amazon at St. Luke's.
Shout out.
Oh, the shout
shop.
Out.
The yeah, the
oh my gosh.
That place was
the
such
less
a...
less bad Amazon.
Yeah. All bad.
That's where
All
we
bad.
Fell in love while you were working at Amazon.
Wow. That's so cute.
Our origin story.
I'm just going to pick a Block Party tune. Do you have any specific ones? I did literally just play Hunting for Witches, but...
Oh, no, that's right. I did hear that when I came in. Oh, no, that's... Put it in my brain. The one that's like... What's that?
I think that's literally Hunting for Witches. But let's do this Modern Love because I feel like
that's a nice
huge
one.
Tune anyway. Well, I'm really excited to come to that show. Do you know any direct quotes from it? I'm sorry, the film from The Matrix?
I think my favourite one is when he wakes up from being plugged in and he just looks at Morpheus and goes... I know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu. That's a banger.
Show me.
That's awesome. Do you have a fave?
I really like it when Morpheus says, he's starting to believe.
Yeah. There's good. So many. The first Matrix is just unreal.
Yeah. Anything Hugo Weaving says.
All the Mr. Andersons.
Mr. Anderson,
yeah. Yep. Do you have a favourite?
I don't. I'm so sorry. I'm blank.
You're going to have to go to the show.
I'll have to go to the show. But when you come to the basement, get a staff cocktail. They're all funnily named. We've got the Serotonin Sour, the Mist of Independent, the Lucy's Moy Caliente, the Luke Who's Talking, the Tropical Isla, and the Annie, Are You Okay?
What a cool place to work.
So fun. So great.
My favourite Matrix quote is, "Not like this."
Oh,
legendary.
That is in our, like, I would say like daily, this. Like, vocabulary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything happens, like, not like this. Not like
anything this. That goes wrong at home. Yeah. Like drop this. The dinner. Not spill like something.
This. Yeah,
not like this.
Oh, my God, I'm really excited. Well, thanks for coming in and having a cocktail.
Thank you having
for having us. Thanks for the cocktail.
Of course.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
You can obviously chill and hang out. We'll play some block party. We'll finish these drinks and then probably yak more about the Matrix.
Incredible.
Cool. Awesome. Yes. Shout outs to you guys. That was the Cocktail Corner.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.